From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A wave of bombings in Baghdad kills at least 68 people. More than 100 were wounded. The deadliest attack occurred in the mainly Shiite district of Al-Sha'ab in northern Baghdad. Officials say a suicide bomber detonated explosives in a busy market. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack. There were three other attacks. Following a meeting of the International Syria Support Group, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry sought to dispel the notion that Russian airstrikes against rebel advances have made the U.S. lose traction with the Syrian government. At a joint news conference with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, the UN Syria and UN Syrian envoy Staffan de Mistura, Kerry appeared slightly irritated by a question as to whether the U.S. was losing the ability to pressure Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government to fully comply with agreements, including the ceasefire.
There is leverage in the fact that this war will not end for him or for his people without a political settlement. Everybody understands that. That is why the International Syria Support Group came together in the first place.
Kerry also spelled out measures the group had agreed on to reduce violence and spurring the delivery of humanitarian aid. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders are facing each other in nominating contests in the U.S. states of Kentucky and Oregon. Pre-election surveys have been scant in both states, leaving analysts guessing as to whether Clinton can reverse recent setbacks against Sanders and move closer to clinching the Democratic presidential nomination. This is VOA News. The court-martial of U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl for alleged desertion has been postponed until February. Bergdahl was to have been put on trial in August on charges of walking away from his post in Afghanistan in 2009. But a military judge at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, put off the trial for 6 months to give legal teams more time to prepare. The U.S. Senate approved $1.1 billion to combat the Zika virus. That is less money than the $1.9 billion requested by the Obama administration, but it is almost twice the amount being considered by the House of Representatives. World Health Organization Chief Margaret Chan says the Zika virus and other health emergencies will top the organization's annual assembly, which meets next week in Geneva. Lisa Schlein reports.
WHO Director General Margaret Chan says the more that is known about the Zika virus, and particularly its impact on pregnant women, the more worrisome it becomes. Zika currently is circulating in 59 countries, among them Brazil, which is hosting the Summer Olympic Games. While Brazil is in the forefront of the epidemic, Dr. Chan says WHO does not support a travel ban to the Games. She does, however, advise caution, especially for pregnant women who could give birth to babies with brain abnormalities if they become infected with the virus. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
In a major crackdown on Olympic drug cheats, the International Olympic Commission announced that 31 athletes could be banned from this year's Olympic Games in Rio. The crackdown came after a retesting of the athletes' samples from the 2008 Olympic Games. All of them came back positive for banned substances. Dick Pound is a former president of the World Anti-Doping Agency.
We're delighted that the IOC has departed from its normal rule of saying anything related to a previous edition of the Games has to be resolved before the opening of the next Games. Now we can go back 10 years and there's this sword of Damocles hanging over the head of every cheater.
The IOC says it has begun disciplinary actions against the 31 athletes who come from 12 countries and competed in 6 sports in the Beijing Games. A spokesman for the U.S. Africa Command says the U.S. military has looked at 11 locations for a potential second base in Africa. Colonel Mark Cheadle would not disclose the locations the military is considering other than to specify that Nigeria isn't one of them. The United States currently has one military base in the East African nation of Djibouti. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.